That's a band called All the Wine. Time and Direction is the name of that. Is the name of that song from an EP that is called Heavy Lights. And two members of All the Wine are live in studio. I'm Nick DiGilio. This is 720 WGN. And let's quickly say hello to these guys. I'll actually have you guys introduce yourselves and what you do in the band. Yes.
Sure. My name's Danny Cozy. I play guitar and sing.
Okay. And Brandon?
I'm Brandon Krantz. I play mostly lead guitar in the band, second guitar.
Okay, cool. So welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. That was nice. That sounded pretty nice right there.
We harmonize a lot.
Yeah. Well, good. You guys are going to harmonize live for us.
Were we going to?
No.
I don't know.
No. Okay, but you are going to play, and you're going to sing.
I'll sing.
All right, cool. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, dude.
Okay. I do live sometimes.
But okay. I mean, you didn't prepare any
harmonies? You need a producer for that and all that cool stuff.
Yeah, I fake like I can sing.
You fake like you can sing. That's okay, because 80% of the people selling millions of records do the same thing, man. So welcome. Danny, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Yeah, I grew up in Naperville, so not too far outside the city. Picked up a guitar for the first time when I was 11 or 12. Actually, I had my first guitar my parents bought me for Christmas. It was about 2 feet long, and it was an American Idol-themed guitar.
You gotta be kidding.
I'm not kidding you.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
And knowing my mom, she probably still has it buried in an attic or a garage somewhere. You know, the thing is, it's torn apart and everything's destroyed on it, but my mom's extremely sentimental.
So you learned to play on an American Idol guitar.
I did. Jeez. Yeah,
that's outstanding. Yeah. Now, were you only able to play Clay Aiken songs? was that part of the deal?
Yeah, I think that was part of the contract.
Part of the contract.
Yeah, yeah.
Brandon, where are you from?
I grew up in a town just south of Joliet in Manhattan, Illinois. It's a farm town.
You know, the lovely traffic lady here, Esmeralda, is from J-Town. She's from Joliet.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's where I grew up most of my life, but now I live out in DeKalb. I go to school in northern Illinois.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Now, how long has the band been together, All the Wine?
Well, I've been jamming with our drummer, Matt, since early 2013, but Brandon and Shabir, our bassist, they only just joined us, 3 months ago?
Yeah, I played my first show with them January 9th, something
Okay, so it's pretty recent.
Yeah, at the Elbow Room, actually.
At the Elbow Room, and that's where you guys are going to be playing on the 8th.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Hang on, guys. We're going to talk more. We got the news coming up, okay? So we got a break for the news. Danny and Brandon from All the Wine are here, and their big tour is kicking off Friday, April 8th at the Elbow Room. Next Friday, April 8th at the Elbow Room, and we'll tell you all about that. We got a break here real quick, and then the news. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Glad to be back on my overnight shift here after filling in for Cochran on the morning drive. But I'm back, and I'm happy to be here. And that is a band called All the Wine. Two of their members, Danny Cozy and Brandon Krantz, are here live in studio. They're going to perform a couple songs for us, and we're going to talk more about music. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you very much.
So Heavy Lights is the EP that I'm playing stuff from. Tell me a little bit about the songs on this CD.
Yeah, I wrote all of them between the end of 2014 and into the summer of last year, just kind of following a similar narrative from our first EP, Summer Parade, really just kind of writing about what it means to grow up and kind of grow away from your home, the people that surrounded you when you were at home, and kind of determining, you know, as you go off on your own, like, who are the people that you can keep around in your life and who are the ones you have to let go on. And this record focuses a lot on the people you have to let go of and just the, you know, the trials and tribulations that come with doing that sort of thing, you know, as I'm sure everyone in life does.
Yeah.
So
now, do you write all the songs and bring them to the rest of the guys? Is that how it works?
Yeah, it usually consists of me, you know, strumming some chords on my acoustic to everybody there. But lately I'm getting more into trying to record my own demos so that way I have something more concrete for them if I have something that I can flesh out on my own. So, I'll usually send him a demo, and then we just kind of, you know, Brandon throws on his leads, and then Matt does his incredible thing with drums, because I cannot play drums at all. I'm the worst drummer you'd ever meet in your life, so I need these guys, because otherwise I wouldn't have a band or wouldn't have a reason to play music.
Yeah. Now, you know, needless to say, you know, technology nowadays is really incredible. I mean, that's an obvious and stupid statement, but you just said that you can you know, you work now on doing demos. I mean, you can do that anywhere. People can record music anywhere now.
Yeah.
And you know, do multi-tracks and all kinds of crazy stuff. What do you use? Do you use a specific software or anything?
I use GarageBand because it came for free on my Mac. So I just it's my Mac that I have from work. So. Really, my job hooked me up with the ability to record my own music. I know, they really, you know, they treat you good there.
That's good.
But, I mean, I have a few microphones, and then I have a very amateur understanding of mixing a demo. So I make it just to where it's you're able to listen to it and hear each instrument. And that's,
right.
You know, that's
then,
as far as
then
I can
that
take
you
it.
Take that to, like, a studio. Where did you record this one?
We actually recorded that at a friend's house in Morton Grove. And he had his bedroom and basement decked out with all his microphones and his whole treatment. And he did the mixing and the mastering, and we were insanely impressed with recording it in a house. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
You know,
so. Well, it sounds good.
Yeah.
It sounds really good.
Man.
You would never think it was recorded at a house in Morton Grove.
I know. Yeah, I know. Believe it or not, it's the truth.
That's cool. So you said you started playing when you were about 11. You picked up your American Idol guitar.
That's true.
Brandon, when did you start playing?
So I've been playing music, and I play a couple different instruments. I started playing saxophone when I was in fifth grade. Started playing guitar probably when I was guitar and drums around the time I was 12. Also, kind of like Danny, I tried to play drums and it didn't work out so well. But
I went the other way. I started with guitar, but then I played drums.
Right, everybody's different with that. It's
it's
kind of funny. But so I ended up being able to play, I don't know, saxophone.
Now, was saxophone because of school band?
It was, but I also played in a couple of jazz bands. Mm-hmm. I still have my saxophone in my apartment. I play it when I can, kind of thing. I have to get it tuned up big time.
Yeah.
So I play piano, guitar, and sax, but guitar has always been my favorite.
Lots of it sounds to me like there was lots of music in your family. Are you from a big family?
Yeah, I'm not from a big family, and my dad played organ and stuff like that when he was younger, but it's really a lot of my relatives. Like, I've got a cousin that lives down in Nashville that really great musician. Him and I started playing around the same time, and he makes his career off of playing music down there.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a little tough, he tells me, but he loves it. Mm-hmm. So it kind of runs in my family. I've got a lot of extended cousins and stuff like that play music.
So there's music a lot. There's music in your family.
Yeah.
What about you, Danny? Did you grow up in a family that had a lot of music going on? No.
I mean, my dad has, you know, he's into a lot of different bands, but I don't know where the guitar playing came from for me. My mom played guitar a little bit in high school. She told me she took like a music class and picked guitar, but I don't know where like my passion for playing guitar and writing songs comes from.
Did now, you know, you got this guitar, your first guitar was this American Idol themed guitar. Were you an American Idol fan?
Not really.
So your mom just got that for you?
I imagine it was like a safe risk, you know, if I didn't like guitar, if I didn't stick with it, because I had a track record, because my parents tried getting me into sports and all sorts of things, you know, basketball, track, baseball, not football, but just a bunch of different sports, never stuck through any of them. So I imagine the guitar, by that point, they're like, okay,
we're not going to invest a lot.
Exactly.
We're getting an American Idol guitar for this
kid.
Exactly.
So,
right.
Yeah, the budget limit was like, what, $50 or something. Not even a first act guitar from Walmart.
Right.
No, American Idol.
American Idol. That's pretty fantastic.
That's like the as seen on TV version of guitars.
Yeah.
You know?
Man. Did it have six strings and everything?
Believe it or not, it did.
It did, really?
It had six strings, like 18 or 19 frets, but it was tiny. You know, it was like, I mean, when I was 12 years old, I was probably like 3.5 feet tall, you know, so it was
it worked for you at that age.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it had a built-in amp too, so you, and
It had a built-in amp.
It was,
that's fantastic.
It was just a black speaker behind the strings. I wish I could remember.
You know, your mom, you said you'd some in a box somewhere. You need to take that thing out and frame it, man.
I know. I'm gonna. In fact, you know what? If you come to the Elbow Room, I'll have that guitar with me. And I'll
all right,
I'll play the whole show with that one.
By the way, the show that we're talking about is on Friday, April 8th at the Elbow Room. You guys have played there before.
Yeah, once before, back in January.
And where have you guys? Where else have you guys played in the Chicago area?
We've kind of been all over.
Last show was the Mutiny.
Yeah, we were at the Mutiny back in February. Our first show was at a bar called Sylvie's in North Center.
It's on Irving, right by the Brown Line.
Yeah, it's a 2-minute walk from my apartment. I live right by it.
I live at Irving in Pulaski.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love Sylvie's, man.
Oh, it's great.
Sylvie's is a great room because it's two rooms because you got the one, the bar goes around the other way, and then you can go in the other. I've seen many people play at Sylvie's. I like that place.
Yeah, yeah. It's a wild establishment.
It is. You know? It is. It's very cool. But so you guys have played there. That's cool. And you're playing at Elbow Room, and this is going to kick off like a tour for you guys.
Yeah, it's so we have the Elbow Room show on the 8th, and then our tour technically starts a few days later, but we're going through Indianapolis starting on the 13th, and then each day after that we're in so it's Indianapolis, Louisville, Nashville, St. Louis, and home. So it's a short tour because we all work, you know, and Brandon and Shabir are both students still, so we had to really kind of calculate how we can fit this into our schedules, you know, that are swamped already.
Well, you're hitting cool places.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's really cool. All right, why don't you guys grab your guitars?
Sure.
And play a song for us. And while you're getting your guitars and you're getting all set up, let me just say that the band is called All the Wine, and they will be playing at they're kicking off their tour on Friday, April 8th at Elbow Room, which is at 2871 North Lincoln Avenue. And you can check out their web. They've got a Facebook page. It's Facebook, and it's All the Wine. But we have everything linked up on our Facebook page. So that's another reason why you should like us, Facebook.com/Nick D Show, for all the information about All the Wine and their tour dates and all that cool stuff. All right. Are you guys all set?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. And tell me, what song are you guys going to play here?
This is actually our newest song that we haven't even finished recording this one yet. But this is going to be our next LP, or our first LP that we're going to be
working on. A long player.
Yeah, we're going for it. Yeah. But this is, it might be the title track to the record. We're not entirely sure, but this song's called Letters to Laura.
Letters to Laura. Okay, here is All the Wine.
Good.
Save you. You had so much faith in me, an and everything I believed. Oh, but Laura, something inside of me has changed. And I'll pray I haven't let you down. And I'll pray I haven't let you down. And the last thing you did before you died was drive 14 hours to the coast, searching for the water. And the last thing I said before you slipped away was, God, I hope I haven't let you down. Would you even recognize me now? Would you even recognize me now? Would you even recognize me?
That was great, man.
Thank you.
That was really, really great. Is it real? Is it based on a? Is it something? Was it someone named Laura? Did you change the name?
Fictionalized character based on a real person. My grandmother actually.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Really, really beautiful, man.
Thank you.
I want to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more, and we'll hear another song. That's All the Wine. That was really nice, man. All the Wine, they'll be playing their kickoff show for their tour on Friday, April 8th at Elbow Room. More information, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. More coming up. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and Andre Darlis and Dave Ennett are going to be together hosting the show. Steve is off again, but they're going to be hosting it this morning at 6. That was All the Wine, and they've got a show coming up on Friday, April 8th, Elbow Room. We got two guys from the band, Danny and Brandon, are here. Now, the song that I just played, we were talking about it beforehand. At the end of that song, you have a little bit of Glengarry in there?
We do, yeah.
Is it at the very end?
It's like, about three quarters of the way through.
It's at the very end of our outro.
Kind of. Oh, wait a minute. I just screwed everything up.
You ruined everything.
Okay. So it's like you're saying it's towards. Tell me if I'm getting close here, because I want to hear what you guys did here.
Sure.
All right, hang on.
It's kind of here. Right here. Yeah, it'll come in on the next, you know, chord progression.
It comes in here?
Yeah, okay. A few seconds.
All right, I just want to hear this, because this is from Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yeah.
You stood at the edge of all the world, and you asked me to jump. You asked me to jump with you, but I saw you careening down from steady ground, because I chose stability instead.
So, the Alec Baldwin speech.
Yeah.
Right? And it was the pay attention?
The AIDA.
The AIDA. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, is there, do you love Glengarry Glen Ross? Is that why it's in there?
I do. Yeah. That movie, and more specifically, that whole monologue, pretty much changed my life and how I viewed kind of pursuing music and being in a band. And it, for a long time, you know, I realized, like, as I graduated college, that just writing music and playing music, I mean, made me happy, but it wasn't just what I wanted. I wanted to be in a band and do everything that being in a band entails. And I read about this. I actually never heard of this movie until I read about it, of all places, on a Cracked article. Some guy had just analyzed it, you know, to death. And so I was fascinated by that.
Now, and, you know, in the original play, because it's based on a David Mamet play, and it's my favorite play of all time, Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yeah,
that monologue's not in the play. That was written for the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
It was written specifically for the movie.
I did not know
the movie. The play opens up in the Chinese restaurant with the guys talking at different tables. that's how the play opens up. So that meeting never happens. So it was an interesting addition.
Yeah.
And it's gone on to be like the most iconic moment in that movie. And none of it was in the original play.
Wow. Yeah. I find that hard to believe. That's such an integral moment in that movie.
Yeah, but it's true. It's absolutely true. All right, let me ask you guys a couple of quick questions, and then we'll hear another song.
Sure.
Okay. So I have two questions for you. First album you ever bought?
I think it was Blink-182. It was something by them. I think it was either Enema of the State or Dude Ranch.
Okay.
They were one of the first, you know, bands that I really fell in love with.
How about you?
For me, it was Linkin Park Hybrid Theory is the first album.
Linkin Park?
Yeah.
Okay. First concert?
Bowling for Soup and Lucky Boys Confusion in seventh grade.
Okay.
It was amazing.
All right. And grab your guitar while I ask him.
For me, it was the first real concert that I remember going to was when I was 14. It was Real Big Fish and Streetlight Manifesto.
Okay.
At the House of Blues.
House of Blues is a great room.
Big ska concert for me.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. Grab your guitar and let's hear one more song. These are the guys from All the Wine. They're playing their kickoff tour show on Friday, April 8th at Elbow Room. And it's Danny and Brandon. And what song are we going to hear now?
This song is from our first EP, Summer Parade. This one's called I'm Tired, I'm Wasted, I Love You, Darling.
Okay, here we go. All the Wine.
Honey, we own this town with high beams shining up our backs. We were gonna take to the streets and run to California. And I was gonna marry you and never let you down. Never let you down. Looking back, we could have done a few things better. Cause we cut ourselves up far too many times. And my heart went off like the end of the 4th of July. On the night you said you fell into his arms. And I'd have bought you every light in New York City. I'd have stolen every last star from the sky. But we lost our love at 16. Now I don't know where to find you. Maybe in some stranger's car, trying just to make it through the night. Had me tearing myself apart on the kitchen floor. And I was bleeding out of every vein exposed. Painting all the tiles from white to red. And I'd have bought you every night in New York City. And I'd have stolen every last star from the sky. But we lost our love at 16. And now I don't know where to find you. In the back seat of a stranger's car, trying to find yourself a better life. Trying to find yourself a better life. Trying to find yourself a better life.
Really nice, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, really, really great. Thank you so much for coming down, man. That was a lot of fun hearing the music and everything. You guys are really good, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Danny Cozy, Brandon Krantz from All the Wine. All the Wine playing Friday, April 8th at Elbow Room on Lincoln in Chicago. So check it out on our Facebook page.